I mean, it is absolutely true. All across America, thousands, millions will have no idea that tonight, last night, Thursday night, and especially Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, some of the most, the darkest of dark satanic rituals, where blood is shed, human fear is raised, and the ancient twilight languages, well, they're going to be spoken, and the dark side will be summoned. They will come across. They will manifest. They will be here, and there will be literally hundreds of thousands of satanic rituals unleashed throughout the next number of days. United States of America and Canada, Europe, and without question, deep in the caverns, secret basements, barns, wherever the places can be found, secured, of course, physically, but also spiritually. It is a secret power of lawlessness beyond just the known secret societies. I mean, 53,000 Masonic temples in the United States. And why do they have a ritual room with some of the most darkest occult symbols in all of ancient history there in the room? Listen, it doesn't make any difference whether it's a small one, a big one, whether it's a drawing on the ground, languages spoke, bloodshed, or the name of a demon invoked. The powers of darkness are real and they are there. Jesus Christ comes to engage all of this. Listen, we live in a fallen, ragged edge of a world. There is blood, and there is guts, and there is hurt, and there is pain, and there is loneliness. There is suicide, there is war, there are liars. And then there is death. You see, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Death is an abnormality. It is an intrusion. In Hebrews 2, it talks about a great victor, a great hero. Since the children have flesh and blood, he, God, shared in our humanity. He came to destroy the one that held the power of death. It is Jesus Christ that by the cross, by the blood, listen, all of the New Agers, guided by the finite fallen spirits, that have presented an alternative, dumbed down, de-deified, stripped Christ, which is no Christ at all. The counterfeit Christ presented by the dark spirits cannot save, cannot heal, cannot deliver, cannot. Listen, why trade Emmanuel? The one that walked on water is the one that raised the dead, the one that engaged in discussion with the appearance of Moses and Elijah. Is the same one on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The same one, after the resurrection, said, see here, touch my hands. Dear friends, this is Rust is Dar, ShatterTheDarkness.net, and we've been given this hour by God's grace through a friend. We're here today in this providential hour to share that whether you're listening to the live right now or the archives, as thousands of you do later on, I want you to understand when I say this week in the topic, events as precursors to the coming chaos. Seems like everybody knows it's coming. The issues are really this. What really causes the chaos? Seems like nobody can stop it. And what's it for? But the precursors, the things that have been going on, the things that have packed the spiritual air around us, the cities and the lives of billions, and have literally the raising of demonically empowered super soldiers that will be involved in the chaos. Now, In all of that context, I'm telling you again, 500 million satanic rituals in the United States of America alone. Now listen, I'm going to speak to pastors and believers and others that might say, that is absolutely crazy. Well, I'm glad you're at least engaged. I want you to know that I'm giving you the lowest possible number. I'm going to say that I believe it's probably 5 to 6 or 10 times as many. If we dumb down the statistics and say that there is only 1 million, in the last 40 years, only 1 million satanic ritually abused individuals, and that each one of them have only gone through 500 instead of 1,000 or 2,000 satanic rituals. So 500 million. I bet you back in the days of Jerusalem and Israel and Manasseh, when God finally had to give the report from heaven that innocent blood had been shed from one side of the nation to the other. Who knew that? What article in what paper in Jerusalem wrote that? What was the announcer? Where was the radio talk show host? Where was the information coming out? Where were those in that day when Manasseh was king and opened the doors? See, a king, a president, a leader can either open doors to damn a nation or open doors to bless a nation. It's without question that there are leaders all around the world that are doing the things that are in opposition to God. And there are some leaders, like Noriega and many others around the world, that would be involved in at least having rituals done to gain favors. Well, you go read the stories of Noriega. He even hired a powerful, powerful satanic priest for the conjuring of powers to ward off the Psi warriors, remote viewers, Psi warriors, and so forth, that were going to be used by the United States. It's an incredible thing that there would be supernatural powers sought in military endeavor. Yet, we've said already this week in 2 Kings chapter 3, the Moabite demon-worshipping king and nation losing in a battle to Israel. Even with the addition of more troops, we're losing. The realization behind the battles there were spiritual forces at work, as is today. And so the king sacrifices in a bloody, violent human sacrifice his own son. He weaponized the sacrifice. And the powers that fell upon the Moabite soldiers, that enraged them, that unleashed them, defeated Israel. Oh, they work. They're operative. And I really believe it's the ignorant, the skeptic, the ignorant, the one that will be defeated in the end that says today, oh, this can't be. Blind as a bat. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Only grants evil, uncontested encroachment. So believers in Christ who should know the Word of God and know that their salvation was a spiritual act of spiritual warfare. The moment of salvation, you were released from the authority and the rights of Satan. And a new ownership and a new authority and a new power came into you. I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. The recognition of what is already here entrenched. The globe is grid mapped. Infested in a ranked hierarchy of deep and radical darkness. And their agenda is clearly showing up just like God said. So the statistics that I will say again tonight and Friday night when I talk about Beltane, Walpurgis Night, and the dark rituals of April 30th through May 1st. Oh yes, we will be out in the field late that night praying, prayer mapping in the areas where rituals have been done. We will continue to apply the massive intercession concerning the two girls slaughtered in ritualistic form at Deerfield Circle years ago, and the perpetrators are not nailed down. The satanic rituals that have gone on that area for a long time, we will be praying about. We will be unleashing from here in our area intercession and prayer that would seek to see the satanic worship and conjuring of spirits done at the cremation of care at Bohemian Grove destroyed. Oh, God can and does, in answer to prayer, read the book of Acts. You see, I think there's a lot of believers that do not realize that God will even cause an earthquake. He did it in the book of Acts to open prison doors. And I believe that God can do this in whatever way he wants. But I know one thing, that if thousands of believers begin to mount fierce prayer against a high place where uncontested summoning of dark powers have been going on for 150 years or more, that have been raised, a high place where they have orchestrated the drawing together of world elite leaders, including your presidents, media moguls, wealthy elite, military generals, sitting down as unwittings in front of a human sacrifice. As unwittings, they may have no idea that they're there to have the demons that have been summoned sent right on them for influence. Now, we're going to talk about that, the past, the future, the current day, this week, and really what we can do about it. And I want to welcome everybody coming in tonight, and I want to welcome those who have, been coming to the live show and have been just awesome in sending their your emails in and your kind words in. We deeply appreciate that. And let me just say a few welcomes to, again, Karen, thank you, and Linda and Pam and Pat. And our friend L from Texas, and all of those in Texas that are listening, they know what I mean. To the many others, and also appreciating Joyce and others that are writing in. But let me just read you something. This is an incredible blessing coming off the backdrop of the Nashville conference. By the way, we got some notes up, and we put up the Philip Factor, and I know that more will come out. But I believe it's Sedalia, Missouri. And Pam, that I met in the conference that was done in St. Louis about a month ago. And I'm just going to say this is incredible. Look at this. It says, a quote, "I just watched you both. I just wanted you both to know how much Russ's teachings are affecting our remnant church here in Sedalia, Missouri. I have attached last Sunday's FYI bulletin and circled two classes as a result of and are using the teachings that are compiled by Russ." Linda, the pastor's wife, who I also met in St. Louis, and now Gary, the pastor, blessings to you, Gary, and to your fellowship there. They're teaching the spiritual warfare. I think there's like 20 hours, I think 1 or 2 hours. Our links got broke, but I think there's about 20 to 22 hours on that spiritual warfare basics course. And it's given free along with about 70 or 60, a total of 80 hours of training MP3s when anybody buys the Black Awakening book. But anyway, that course is being taught there in their classrooms. And that's why we're saying even now, make CDs of, we got probably 1,000 teaching MP3s out there, and we have a lot of courses that will end up being about 1,000 more. Half of those are going to be offered free. Some of those are free right now. If you go to shatterthedarkness.net, Confronting the Powers, it's a course. It's like a Bible school or first-year college-level course that gives you about 20, 24 hours of training. And it's all about, again, you know, in the context of reaching the world and prayer and evangelism. And it involves the exposure in these last days. But I'm reading from Pam here. Thank you, Pam. Says there is a third home group class on Friday nights as well. This is so awesome. She says, I was apprehensive at first when I began to give the CDs. But look what the Lord has done. And just kind words, and I appreciate that. And I'm thankful because I get notes like this from folks that say, I've been downloading your stuff, giving it to churches, giving it to pastors, giving it to friends. Listen, if you got people that are in, nursing homes or anywhere else, the neat thing is you can download as many as you want, hundreds of them, and give them away and give them to others and do whatever you want to do. So we encourage you. I was going to mention yesterday, as we'll mention today right now, I met somebody at the conference, and I know them, I mean, as far as meeting them. I'm not going to say their name, but they came up to me, and they shared with me that they work for FEMA, and that FEMA is going to go ahead with the testing of shutting down the internet and cell phones, just a trial run. You know, where everything is just blanked out for a few minutes or whatever, and demonstrating that they can shut it down. Now, there's a lot of battle. You can go to the web, and you can do a lot of checking, and you can look at some of the laws proposed and constitutional issues that would be deeply opposed to this. And we must pray against it fiercely and fight against it fiercely. It's an encroachment against the Constitution of the United States of America and our free speech to have anybody. And we need to be concerned. And so I'm going to tell you, as we mentioned yesterday, and I'll mention right now, that it's something you should be alerted about and be praying about and know. And whatever else you do know about it, fight against it. And I would say to all those inside agencies, you need, if you're a believer in Christ, to become the whistleblower. However God leads you to do it. Like the spies of Israel that went in, saw what they saw, and came back out and told. We need you. We're grateful that Alex Jones did go inside Bohemian Grove. This is a place where, in the 90s, victims brought me the information, their little necklace with an owl, and discussions. But I want you to know that it is a high place. It is a very, very powerful, dark, high place that has been used for years and no doubt linked with others that could be found out. So I want you to hear as I talk about Bohemian Grove and others in this session, because right now you are in a week of, it started back on the 21st of April, where abductions and holding victims for the satanic rituals that are going on tonight, tomorrow, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. That's right, America, in the past, at the very minimum, 500 million satanic rituals in the United States. That's true for those in Canada and Australia, all across Europe. It's even worse, deeper and darker in the belly of the beast. Exposure is needed, yes. The secret, supernaturally laced secrecy that is there. You've got to understand the mission of the dark side. Now, if you're a believer in Christ, you'll understand that the mission of God is to reach the world, the Great Commission. Jesus said, I will be with you to the very end of the age. He promised power from on high, spiritual power. God the Holy Spirit. Now, we realize that God the Holy Spirit has come in power to make us witnesses, to advance the cause of Christ, to help accomplish the mission of God. In contrast to that, understand, there is a satanic mission. There is a satanic agenda that God has outlined and told us about. We should know this as believers in Christ. And that mission cannot go forward without actual manifested dark power. So what do you think the rituals are for? What do you think the past rituals as I already mentioned, the Moabite king, sacrificing in blood sacrifice his own son to obtain powers, weaponizing it for his soldiers to advance their cause. I can guarantee you in the New Age, Luciferic invocation, convergences, and the seeking and drawing down in the Wiccan Druid levels and pagan levels, drawing down of powers, they will all play a part, but then in the direct satanic Luciferic ritual, summoning powers to send them out against the church, against the pastors, against spiritual believers in Christ, against programs like this. Oh, we have been the victims over the years of many, and many times they will send you letters, send you blood things, animals, symbols, call you, ancient languages, all that stuff. Because we've been engaged. Because we've decided to go and find them. We've decided to go where I believe God wanted us to, like in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 8. Did you know that in that chapter, it's very clear that nobody knew, except for the fake religious leaders of the day that were actually serpent worshipers doing rituals deep in the caverns. Oh, it was all hidden. Nobody knew. Not even the great prophet Ezekiel. Until God made him aware. I'm going to tell you right now that it's been going on. It has been going on. And listen, in dealing with satanic ritual abuse, and all the counselors that are going to listen to this, and all of the victims are going to listen to this. I'm sure all the victims. Listen, I would even ask those who are victims who are brave enough, write me an email. Let me use it Friday night. Go ahead and write me an email. Let me know. I know that there are those listening right now that are dark subpersonalities, demonized, monitoring the show that are going, listen, that have already probably done rituals against the show. And you know what's going on this weekend. Why don't you write? Why don't you write, as you've done in the past? Not just one, but there's others. But I'm going to say to the victims, SRA victims, that God brings you from being a victim to being a victor in Christ as you continue. And I'm going to tell you, I want to tell you right now, fight all the way out in the name of Jesus Christ and look for the deliverance of the Lord. And look for God to use your life in a powerful way, maybe to do what nobody did for you. We do understand. We've all had some levels of victimization. And I'm going to say to the victims, SRA, MPD, DID, whatever you want to call it, ancient chosen ones, whatever, in Christ, a new name, a new blood, a new authority, a new relationship with God. And you can come out and tell the truth clearly. I mean, with the clearest of information you have, how many rituals did you go through from childhood by the time you're 13? If you didn't get out of the coven until you're 25, how many? You see, I've heard these stories. We've gone after, we've confiscated, we've been engaged, we've been there, we've seen the sights. In law enforcement, we've seen slide after slide after slide of the blood and guts. And you know what? I think we've probably seen 2%, the 98%. Well, I would say that probably half of the 98% has been seen and experienced by those millions of victims of satanic ritual abuse. I'm telling you, America, I'm telling you, for all of those in other nations right now that are listening, to those who are listening to the archive by the providence of God, that the reason for the feeling in the air and the disintegration politically, economically, environmentally, and in every other way, is a direct result of the rise and manifestation of dark powers. And those powers manifest are because the doors have been opened. And the quickest way to bring the dark side from there to here, blood rituals, just like in the Old Testament, for all the Bible believers out there, just like in the Old Testament. Let me tell you something. Travel to the future in the book of Revelation and look at chapter 16. It's a day that will occur in human history but has not yet occurred. Military strategist, soldier that's listening. So many of us have heard about Armageddon. Armageddon is coming. It will occur. But it's not nation against nation, as all of the jumble of movies and information. Listen, God factually, infallibly, and irrevocably reveals actual human history, all the contingencies out of the way. God shows the ultimate final result. Revelation 19:19, John says 2,000 years ago, I saw the beast and his armies, the kings of the earth. They're out in the field. They've come to make war on the Lamb of God, the descent of Christ. They're going to raise their planetary defense weapon systems and all of their supernaturally endowed powers into the sky, folks, into the air. That's what it's all about. That's what super soldiering is all about. You know, that's what the bloodline attempt for super soldier, Nephilim blood, Nephilim enablement, that's what the transgenics and the creation of the mark and the image and all of that is like the Moabite king that was able to weaponize, harness dark powers for military victory. That's what went on with the Nazis. That's what's going on all over. That's what's the underground has been developing. The shadow government, the shadow military, the shadow satanic order, the black flame, the brotherhood, the Luciferian. Though orchestrated and spelled out long ago in Hell's Kitchen, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now supernaturally operative, is working it out. And believers in Christ are literally either just balking chickens hiding in the rocks because they don't have enough of the Word of God and the power of God's boldness in them. You see, Christians who say, I don't want to know, are not going to be Christians who want to engage or will be used. It was David that God demonstrated supernatural power that brought down the Nephilim Goliath. See, all this information, it doesn't scare me. It motivates me. It helps me to get everything else out of the way and focus on the mission of God, the evangelization of the world. And even those listening, InfoGuard, reconnaissance teams, whatever else, in the context of this end of days, last of days, prophetically oriented message. Whether you agree or disagree, one thing that you should know is that God gave Christ at the cross for you. Do you have God dwelling in you? Do you know the living Christ? Is the gift of eternal life dwelling within? Or will you die without God and in your sin? And if you do, you are lost forever. That's not the will of God. That's not the desire of God. In the sessions we're doing this week called, well, Events as Precursors to the Coming Chaos, tonight, Wednesday, 6 to 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Ritual Powers Behind Globalism and the Power to Influence the Whole World. Yes, let the skeptics laugh and die in their sins if that's what they want. Let them balk that they don't believe that there is a God, but also when you ask them, what is the answer? I don't know. Where's the origins? I don't know. Where's the end? I don't know. What happens when you die? I don't know. Why are we here? I don't know. What's life all about? I don't know. Is that who you want to follow? someone who doesn't know a thing? So tonight, as I believe the Spirit of God will impact your life, regardless of whether or not you are actually a ritual worker yourself, whether you're involved, I have no doubt that there are times those who are in direct involvement, we've had those in Russia, in Germany, in all over Europe, and then right there in two buildings away from the Vatican, download the materials. Well, they've been listening because of the smoke of the devil, the presence of an infiltration, a deep and dark behind-the-scenes blood rituals, Vatican. Believers should know that that has been massively infiltrated, the system. That's part of the work. Even churches all over America in the last 30 years, there has been a plotted, planned, worked out agenda to send sleepers, well, infiltrators into the body of Christ all over the place, with some personalities trained in infiltration, others trained in conjuring the demons that are needed, then bringing them right into the body of Christ, then unleashing them as they raise their hands in a church saying, "Praise the Lord, praise the Lord." They don't mean Jesus. They mean Satan. As they lay hands on people and speak in other languages without any interpretation, without any interruption, they, in counterfeit to the real, are transferring demonic curse. Oh, they want the keys to be the janitor so they can use the building at night. Oh, they want to give demonized objects to the pastor and to others to bring toxic presence into the church. I'm going to tell you right now that now, tonight, tomorrow night, the next night, that Walpurgis night, thousands upon thousands. Don't you realize that when the secular side is telling us there are 2 and 4 or 5 million, possibly 10 million victims of purposely caused splitting of the human soul and the creation of subpersonalities in the context of satanic rituals, and there's an overarching purpose, I'm encouraging you, if you have not got into the depths of this, the book, The Black Awakening, on our site, shadowthedarkness.net. Listen, we are giving with it over $170 worth of course MP3s and notes and materials. It's not been done anywhere else, and the only reason we're doing it is to get as much content out there as possible. I can't help what the publishers do concerning costs, but I do know we can add and give about 78 hours, almost 80 hours of training, Bible school level MP3s with that book that gives definitive information about what's going to occur and how we've gotten this far. So today in this live show, I'm just simply telling you that there's going to be a black mass. There's going to be particular rituals. There's going to be bloodshed. I'm going to tell you that the new series that we have offered called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, we've only got half of it done. It's up so far. But it tells you how to, I mean, what are the evidences? Matter of fact, let me go over those real quick. I'm going to pull it up myself. Listen. For anybody brand new again, my name is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. And if you go there, you will find a, in the middle where it says Dark Rituals, Dark, just click on there. And I think we've got about 6 hours or so. But there's an introductory message. Let me give you the quote. Quote, as predicted, the demonic realm has been breaking through in greater numbers and manifestation than ever in history. An unprecedented level of masquerading dark spirits, the reception and release of these spirits are growing even broader. Doorways have been opened, and the agenda to build ground-based high places, ritual sites to summon dark powers, acquire them, assign them, send them, has become a massive operation, and much more is to come. Targeted sending of dark powers, as exampled in Revelation 16, are massively underestimated and grossly neglected. Part one, we do a message called How to Detect If Satanic Rituals Are Being Done in Your Area. I'm going to give you the 8 signs in your city, in your small or big city. Here are 8 signs that in the last 30 to 40 years and this week, up to this very week, they don't stop. In the Old Testament, they never stop unless something stops them. Because there's an agenda, there's real power, there's real force, there's really a work from the other side to this side. And once they get the doorway, they want it open permanently. So how do you detect? How do you know? In your city, let me give you the 8 signs. Number one, an unusual sense of darkness. Oppressive dark powers manifest in the air, the atmosphere of your city. Oh, it seems dark in our city. It seems like there's a cloud over our city. It seems like there's oppression. You ever hear anybody say that? That's one. Number two, an unusual amount of violent crimes, rape, drugs, sexual predators, gangs, and generally a collapsing city. Number three, because dark presence manifested spur on violent crimes, rapes, drugs, sexual predators, because that helps make a deeper, broader home for them. Number three, numbers of victims of satanic ritual abuse have shown up at psych wards, counseling centers, churches, to the police, occult crimes. So far, I can confidently say right now that every city that I know of, every city in the United States, has victims of satanic ritual abuse. If you find one that is 40 years old, they lived in the city, and it began in childhood, that simply tells you that a satanic coven has already been formed. The most sophisticated of abilities and dark ritual abilities and gathering, the most supernaturally secret of gatherings has been occurring since the 50s. That they have been splitting the core of the human soul of a child, creating sub-personalities, demonizing them. And if you have a few victims in your city, which most larger cities may have 20, 30, 40, or 100, in our smaller city here, in every psych ward, there are victims of satanic ritual abuse. In the psych wards of just adolescent psych wards and children's hospital type psych wards, victims of satanic ritual abuse. These are the some that have gotten out. These are the some that events have caused them to end up in a psych ward. And in majority of cases, nobody really knows what to do. And they didn't know in the 70s and they didn't really know in the 80s. But the statistics of 4 million or more, at least, now, 2010, tells you, and if you have in your city and you do, tells you that there is an ancient, dark, satanic coven or more operative, possibly in some old established churches as a hidden, infiltrated group that would use the buildings, established places, hidden areas. If you have ritually abused people out of your city, you have a coven. If you have a coven of that nature, the old black flame, the brotherhood, then you have deep, dark blood rituals that have been done weekly, monthly, yearly. And at the minimum, 500 million and growing. This week, if it's done tonight across America, thousands. Friday night, thousands of blood rituals will be done. You say, how can that be? How could nobody know? Same thing in the Old Testament. Who knew? God had to report it concerning the days of Manasseh. 2 Kings 20, 21, 22. Read about it. Ezekiel chapter 8. Nobody knew, not even the prophet. How do you detect it? Here's the third way. Ritually abused people showing up. Number four, visible signs of the advancement of the satanic agenda. New age groups, cults, globalism, the advancing signs. Because that's all fueled by real powers. They cannot exist without the real powers behind them. Visible signs, number five, visible signs of the suppression and silence of visible churches. That's right. They'd love to keep the church distracted, off track, like the seven churches of Revelation, the Nicolaitans, the Jezebel, the encroachment where Satan has his throne. Look at the seven churches. It is a spiritual battle, church. Now, as we're obedient to Christ and yielded to Christ and filled with the Spirit of God and being the real powerful church, well, then it becomes the indefeatable church. But where there is slack and lack and a weakening of faith and a body that no longer really obeys Christ has been infiltrated, satanically, ritually opposed, then the goal for dark presence is to suppress and silence churches. How many churches in your local city? In mine, 550 that I know of. Overwhelmingly, suppression and silence. At the most, there's transfer growth. Even in the mega churches, you know what it is? Mainly transfer growth only. Number six, growing numbers of people needing deliverance from possession. You know what, in my city, when we begin to say, we'll minister to anyone, everyone that God sends us. We had no idea at the time that so many churches, over 50 other churches in the greater Akron area, would send to us demonized individuals because they wouldn't deal with it. The largest church in the greater Akron area would not do it. And so we'd received over 100 people for deliverance. You got people in your city that's possessed? What about number seven, Holy Spirit discernment, perception? Real believers who are fierce in prayer, sensitive to the Spirit of God, and you have felt and sensed and know that dark powers have been building and operative in your area, that God, the Holy Spirit, has just simply made it known. Like Jesus, when he said to the disciples, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked us. They didn't know Satan was in the room. But Jesus gave the heads up. In the churches, in the first couple of chapters in the book of Acts, chapters 2 and 3 specifically, guess what? It is Jesus that gives churches the heads up and directly deals with the satanic, demonic, counterfeit spiritualities encroachment into the body of Christ and what to do about it. And the bottom line is, don't tolerate one iota of dark, deceiving spiritual presence. Any church and leadership that gives an inch, the dark side will take a mile and bring damage to the church. How dare the body of Christ open the door, the temple of God and the temple of Baal? There's no compatibility. Spiritual leaders are held accountable before God for what you permit. Holy Spirit discernment, Holy Spirit perception, the Lord Jesus Christ giving you an insight. Ask the Lord Jesus, what is the enemy doing? Ask for a heads up. God, what is the enemy doing in our church? You know what I do every time I go to church? In midst of all the worship, in midst of all the prayer, in the midst of all the other things going on, I will, in the context of the service, not that the church does, they're not prepared. But I will pray, Lord, is the enemy here? Is there a person out of 2,000 people that is demonized that needs deliverance? Is there an infiltrator? Is there someone here that's trying to get in? I want to encourage you to go to not only our website, but to the YouTube videos where others, we haven't made one of those. It's been all kinds of other good folks that have made those videos for us, put them out there because they felt they were important. I did a 2-hour segment on the infiltration. Many churches that have been infiltrated and damaged and split and harmed and hurt, didn't know what happened to them. Well, it all came when it's tracked backwards, they find out. Yeah, an infiltrator came in. A coven was behind the infiltrator. It was plotted, planned, and unleashed. And they love to do it in total darkness. That's the way they work. Number eight, it sometimes might be that God just rips open the door, like in Ezekiel chapter 8. Don't just sit there and hear me talk about Ezekiel 8. You need to get up and go read it. You need to check it out and see that not even the great prophet Ezekiel knew that behind the scenes, dark, satanic. So don't blame the church. Don't blame everybody else. Quit blaming. The enemy loves that. He loves to do the secret thing and then get you to blame, you know, blame Satan for once. Blame the dark side for once. And then go after it. Use the spiritual authority Christ gave for the purpose, the mission of trampling dark powers and overcoming all the power of the enemy. As long as millions of American Christians sit in silence in their prayer and thousands of churches spend 18 seconds to 50 seconds in prayer, you're going to see a powerless, suppressed, and silent church. But when there are fierce, fierce believers in Christ that will rise, that will get up, that will do it regardless, that will know how late we are in the hour and how vital and God's mission of reaching every soul for Christ and God's work must include the release of the authority of Christ. Now, what I've just done today, and I wish I would have had it done better at the conference in Nashville. In Nashville, the sessions we presented, so many of us, and me, and it's just me, it's my probably my problem more than anybody's. I have too much content. I get done with about half of what the notes that we put out have. And so the lack was the what to do now issue. All these factors of 500 million, probably a few billion rituals going on. And I would say between the United States, Canada, around the world, Europe especially, in the Vatican, Italy, all around, that tonight and especially tomorrow and Friday and Saturday, massive, and Monday, Sunday rather, massive, massive rituals will be done, laced with deep, satanic, layered in supernatural secrecy. And like in Ezekiel 8, it may take God leading real believers and cracking in. He wanted Ezekiel to know. He wanted to show him. I believe God wants us to be aware, to be seen, to show. And if you're a believer that wants to be praying for your city and you want to use the authority of Christ to pray against the dark powers, how else are they going to be contested? So as you pray for God to strike the city with power, your church with power, as you pray that God will break in, you must be out there doing the witnessing too. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're out there on a weekly basis witnessing and sharing Christ, you're going to meet people left and right that have demonic, dark, seducing, spiritual powers that they're into. And you might find that out of every three people you lead to Christ, one of them need prayers for deliverance. Because of the unprecedented ramping up. It's when you get out there unleashing the gospel that forces the manifestation and exposure of the dark side. It is when you and I get out there with fierce prayer praying, God, expose what has been going on, the high places in our city. You think that that's only an Old Testament thing? When the scriptures teach that the broadest, deepest, thickest, widest, most numerous manifestation of demon presence is occurring now and will occur in volumes more in the days ahead, beyond anything in history, beyond all the Old Testament, beyond old Babylon. How else do you think that the Antichrist could rise? A false prophet, that globalism laced with masqueraded Luciferic power can come about. Revelation 12 talks about how this vast, huge dragon seeks to lead the whole world astray. Are you going to sit there and do nothing? Are we going to sit there and do... Listen, why don't we do the most important, the most powerful, the most fruitful thing? massive, massive, fierce, targeted prayer and massive, massive commitment of evangelization, which is the central place where most of the power and presence and will and compassion and might and authority of God is unleashed. Read the book of Acts, you'll see that. I just put up today, if you go to shatterthedarkness.net, look down that, you know, where it says listen to the live radio. Go down a little bit, you're going to see this. Daily and weekly update, MP3 messages, news and upcoming events. You're going to find a thing there for notes on the Nashville conference. You can have those as a PDF file. Now, when you go to the PDF file, go all the way down, it'll give you notes on the Philip Factor. I just put up a 69 or 67 or whatever it is minute message, a training message called the Philip Factor. You click on there, and there's a 12-minute introduction. You can listen to the 12-minute introduction real quick, a small intro to Acts chapter 8. A small intro to Acts chapter 8. And then if you want to go from there, click on the rest. Click on the notes. And you can listen to about 65, 67 minutes of what we can do that manifests the greatest power of God. What is His mission? See, God has a mission and He backs His mission. And if we do His mission, then we are backed. If we do our own thing, well, we're doing our own thing. In the context of this message today, even if you're skeptical about the stats, and I've tried to give you the lowest level, I'm convinced that we're talking a couple billion. I'm convinced that that will rise and double in the years to come. I'm convinced even that they will be part of what's behind the coming collapses and chaos. What's behind the recruiting of many who will follow the Antichrist? What's behind the actual apocalypse of the Antichrist? There's no satanic event, no satanic sign, wonder, miracle that occurs without real satanic power. And if believers who hold the authority of Christ do nothing, shame on us for our silence. We, in our silence, aid and abet the encroaching darkness. God, forgive us. But though God forgive us, repentance means stop doing what we shouldn't do and start doing what we should do. And if you could read the book of Acts and say you're doing what those disciples did, then great. But if you look at the book of Acts as something totally foreign to your life as a believer, then you're not living the mission of God. You're not living the will of God. You're not living in obedience. See, we receive it all by faith. All the grace of God, the power, the love, the might, the living presence of Christ by grace. But we manifest it in and out of our lives, and we do the works of Jesus, and we do and build the fruit by obedience. Isn't that what it's all about? Taking up the cross, following Christ. Do you want to see God back your life like God did in the book of Acts? Do you want to see God work operative? Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? See, this weekend, all over your cities, everywhere in America, listen, get this out to others. Go ahead and send it as a link to everybody else. Send it to your pastor. Listen, I love pastors. I've been a pastor in local churches for 30 years. I love the body of Christ. I see where the damage is. I see where there's good things. I'm inspired by some great believers all around me. But I also know that the centrality is Christ, the power of the Spirit of God, and launching out and staying and living in obedience. You can't bear fruit for God. You can't do the works of God. You can't win a soul. You can't get an answer to prayer if you don't pray. You can't win a soul if you don't witness. You can't cast out a demonic presence if you don't engage somebody that has one. So may God grant to you boldness. God grant to you a joy of getting up and being a part of being the light of the world with the, the unequal, the irrevocable, the indefeatable, indestructible hope that is found in Jesus Christ. You know what Jesus does? Forgives the totality of sin, comes into a life, breaks the sin code nature inside, breaks the satanic ownership, breaks the death code, plants into us the Spirit of God and the gift of eternal life. You know what it all is? The living, sweet, living, awesome Christ dwelling in your life. If you don't know Jesus Christ, no matter who you are or why you think you've come to listen, the number one thing that I would tell you right now, regardless if you believe anything else about the rituals and all that stuff I'm talking about, one thing I'll tell you, God loves you. God wants you. Christ gave his life for you, shed his blood for you, rose from the dead after that death. Listen, he's coming again, and God has done this to rescue you. Does Christ live inside you with that new life or not? And if not, I'm telling you right now, right this moment, you can open your heart, you can open your life. Pray it out this way, Lord Jesus Christ, I don't know everything about you, but I know what I've heard is that you love me, that you died for me, that you rose from the dead, that you'll come into my life. You'll give me the gift of eternal life. You'll forgive me. You'll give me power for living. I accept you as Lord and Savior of my life. I give you my life. Read John's Gospel chapter 1. It talks about, to as many as believed on him, received him, he gave the right to become the child of God and be born of God. Read that Gospel of John. Read the book of 1 John if you're a newer believer. And if you're a new believer in Christ, on the website shatterthedarkness.net, scroll down a little bit to the left, you'll see a little tab that says Dynamic Discipleship. And right now, there's already 7 or 8 hours. How do you know what salvation is? How do you assurance of salvation? What happened in salvation? Know the presence and power of God. How to get into the Word of God. How to worship God. How to begin to grow powerful in prayer. So many of those things are waiting for many newer believers. Well, the music's here. We're out of time tonight, and we're grateful to have been with you for this about an hour. On a Wednesday night, April 28th. Satanic rituals all over America, yes, but God's presence, power, his believers, launch, my friends, in prayer and in witness. Watch what God will do. I'll see you on Friday night right here, 6 p.m. God bless and good night.